This is Dr. Suzerik treating on Carol Bear, B-E-A-R, B as in boy, B-E-A-R, Carol, C-A-R-O-L, date of birth is 6/23/54, date of visit is 7/9/25, please make copy for Beth Patel, B-E-T-H Patel, P-A-T-E-L, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending Carol Bear for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 71-year-old female with a past history of COPD and emphysema. Has been oxygen dependent at 3 liters nasal cannula. period. The patient is short of breath with activity. And she has a cough and brings up whitish yellow mucus. Period. She denies any chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Period. She had a chest CT done a year ago, which showed a right upper lobe lung nodule measuring 3.8 by 1.9 centimeter. With a background of emphysema and no pleural effusions, period. The patient has not lost any weight. And she denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for non-small cell lung cancer in 2017. Status post SBRT, S as in Sam, B as in boy, RT, SBRT, and a history for thyroidectomy for goiter in 05. He also had tubal ligation in 1985. The patient has hypertension and hyperlipidemia and COPD. And hypothyroidism, period. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 38 years. No alcohol use, period. Next paragraph, med list. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Crestor, 40 milligrams daily. Phenofibrate, 160 milligrams a day. Haldactone, 25 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine, 135 micrograms a day, and alendronate, 70 milligrams weekly. Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Next, and expectorant as needed. Next paragraph, family history. Father had diabetes mellitus, mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no vertigo. She has shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She has no asthma or hay fever, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly lady, alert, pale, no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing or leg edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 78, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 192, saturation pulse reactive, it's clear over clear throat, is mildly injected, he has no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, chest equal movements with decreased excursions, and distant breath sounds, scattered wheezes in the upper chest, heart symptoms of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3, abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active, extremities, no edema or lesions, mild varicosities, there's no calf tenderness or swelling, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh number 1, COPD, there's emphysema. Number 2 is chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 6 is left lung nodule and history of lung CA. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and a CT chest without contrast. So we'll continue with Trelegy Ellipta at 200 micrograms, one puff daily, and use a Ventolin and inhaler, two puffs, QIDPRN. Continue with the other antihypertensive medications. And was advised to go for pulmonary rehab. So we'll use oxygen continuously at 2 to 3 liters. And consider doing a polysomnographic study. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Beth Patel, APRN. Beth Patel, APRN. Thank you for this consultation.